I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, July 23rd. Acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey says she believes the Long Island Bridge should be rebuilt, but not right away. In a recent poll of the Boston mayoral candidates, most agreed that the bridge to Long Island needs to be rebuilt in order to build a substance use treatment center on Long Island. However, Janey sees the Long Island Bridge project as a long-term solution to the drug addiction problem and says immediate solutions need to be addressed sooner. Janey also says she supports creating a ferry service to Long Island. Other Boston mayoral candidates say the bridge should be rebuilt right away. Quincy is fighting the bridge project in court, arguing that it will create dangerous traffic in Squantum and North Quincy and likely lead to more development on Long Island. The bridge was demolished in 2015 due to structural concerns. Some say it caused an increase in substance abuse among people who were being treated on Long Island. The Norfolk County Commissioners have voted to approve a new Community Information Officer for the Norfolk County Registry of Deeds on a temporary basis. This week, the Commissioners approved the hiring of Richard Hatch of Plimpton to replace the retiring Community Information Officer after Register Bill O'Donnell sued the Commissioners earlier this month when they voted not to fill the position. O'Donnell argues that position is vital to maintaining the safety and security of the registry's electronic real estate records. He says the commissioners also violated open meeting laws when they took the vote not to fill the position. Joe Shea and Peter Collins initially voted against the community information officer, citing an outside audit that recommended not filling the position. That audit cost the county $175,000. The Community Information Officer position pays $129,000 per year. The commissioners this week voted to fill the position through next June. O'Donnell's lawsuit will be heard in court next Tuesday. A 3-year-old boy was rescued from a Plymouth pond by an off-duty firefighter and off-duty police officer last night. Happened at about 7:15 p.m. during family night at Camp Clark on Hedges Pond. The boy had a life vest on but was face down in the water. The firefighter and officer, along with their wives, who are both nurses, began rescue breathing. The child was responsive but was having trouble breathing. He was rushed to a Plymouth hospital and then med-flighted to Boston Children's Hospital. No further information was released. Muffins sold at Stop and Shop are among those being recalled for possible listeria contamination. The baked goods from Give and Go Prepared Foods were sold at a number of retailers nationwide, including Walmart and 7-Eleven. 26 muffin products in total are affected. Stop and Shop's website says mini blueberry and corn muffins are among those being recalled. The recall muffins have a best when used by date of late August or early September. So far, there have been no reports of any illness. Listeria can cause serious and sometimes deadly infections in young children, the elderly, and people with weakened immune systems. Symptoms include fever, headache, nausea, and abdominal pain. An Army veteran in Randolph was at a loss for words yesterday as crews worked to replace her roof for free. After running into some unexpected expenses, Admira DePina got in touch with Operation Homefront and told them she was in need of a new roof. The military nonprofit took over from there and partnered with Owens Corning and Kudo Construction of New Bedford to make her home feel as good as new. DePina served in the U.S. Army for about 10 years with tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. The workers honored that service by installing the new roof and finishing construction in just one day. They said they were glad to give back to those who served our country. The single mother said she's grateful for their show of support and to everyone who helped complete the project. The company has given away 4 roofs to families who have served. Governor Baker says his administration has no plans to reinstate a mask mandate for schools this fall. a day after a dozen lawmakers urged him to revive the policy in early education and elementary school settings amid the spread of the more infectious Delta variant of COVID-19. Yesterday, during a grant announcement in Sandwich, Baker said his administration does not intend to update its mask policies, either broadly or specifically for schools. The most recent guidance from the State Education Department encourages but does not require masking during summer school. Officials' current guidance indicates all health and safety recommendations will be lifted for the 2021-2022 school year. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control's K-12 guidance, updated on July 9th, suggests that everyone who's not fully vaccinated, age 2 and older, should wear masks indoors, and that schools should maintain at least 3 feet of distance between students within classrooms. On Monday, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommended that everyone older than 2 years old, regardless of vaccination status, wear masks at school in the upcoming academic year, noting that a significant portion of the student population is not yet eligible for vaccines. COVID concerns are spreading across the Cape as case numbers continue to climb. At the Barnstable County Fair this week, between the turkey legs, a ride on the scrambler, and a visit to the sheep barn, you can also get a COVID vaccine. The number of cases linked to the now infamous P-Town cluster continues to grow. At this point, up to 256 people. But many of those Provincetown cases involve people who are vaccinated. Governor Baker says it's important to recognize vaccinations do prevent hospitalizations and deaths. That's why some Provincetown businesses are adopting zero tolerance vaccination policies. Like Provincetown, Nantucket is also cautioning people to mask up indoors and in all public places where it's impossible to distance from others. Despite the growing concerns on the Cape, Massachusetts is at the top of the list in the country for vaccinations and low in cases overall. House lawmakers yesterday voted overwhelmingly in favor of what they say is a home run, legal sports betting. It's already allowed in more than 30 states, including most around us. The House bill, which would allow betting on professional and college sports, could bring in more than $60 million in tax revenue every year and another $70 million in licensing fees. The industry would also create jobs in Massachusetts. Many fans wonder why it's taken so long. The legislation must provide some consumer protections. Senate lawmakers must approve the legislation before Governor Baker, who supports the expansion, signs off. Is happy hour about to make a comeback in Massachusetts? One lawmaker is making a legislative push to consider it, as a new poll shows residents are ready to raise a glass. State Representative Mike Connolly, a Democrat representing Somerville and Cambridge, cited a new Mass Inc. poll which showed that 70% of people in the state want to see discounted after-work drinks at bars and restaurants. His bill is called an act providing for immediate and long-term relief for restaurants and bars in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Massachusetts is one of just a handful of states to still have a happy hour ban enacted after car crashes involving drivers who had been observed during drink promotions. But Connolly says the Mass Inc. poll show people were interested in removing the ban. Governor Baker said back in 2015 he has no problem with the current ban on happy hour, and he repeated that yesterday. Check of business news this morning, and stocks were higher. The Dow was up 25 points. The NASDAQ rose 52, and the S&P added 8. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar rose. The euro is stronger. Oil up to $71 a barrel. And sports, Red Sox get a 5-4 win over the Yankees in 10 innings at Fenway last night. Series continues at 7 tonight. The National Weather Service forecast for today, some morning sun, then some afternoon showers at a high 78 degrees. Clearing tonight, low of 58. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, a high 80. Scattered thunderstorms on Sunday, high 76. Monday, partly cloudy, warm and humid, high of 88. The boater waves about a foot, a light Northerly wind becoming easterly. The high tide just before 11:30 this morning. Sun rose at 5:28, sets at 8:12. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open Friday at 6 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, July 23rd.